Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Hello. After my mouthfuls of ice cream.
But healthy ice cream,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay. Warda, you there on Skype? Yo, Warda, you there? Okay, we're going to get her on. You see, this is how Keptonian she's become in like the matter of a few days, is that she's now like, you know, late for things. Warda, what's happening?
I'm good and you.
There we go. It's good to hear your voice. All right, so Mary's in the building, Warda's in the building. Who's going to introduce this phenomenal guest of ours here, who's also just this blogger extraordinaire and doing some unbelievable stuff?
I'll do it if Mary doesn't want to.
Go for it.
I'm eating her ice cream, Warda. Go ahead.
Well, actually, that's how I met Cara. Cara Lisa is a nutritionist and fitness and wellness blogger. And she's also the creator behind Coralicious Delicious Coconut Milk Ice Cream. And she's amazing. And if you watch her videos on Instagram, they're truly inspiring because she can contort in all different directions. And oh, let's not forget, she's also a classically trained ballerina. So we have a ballerina in the building as well. Welcome, Cara.
Thank you so much for having me. It's awesome to be here.
Did that intro do you justice, Cara? Is that acceptable? Did Warda do a good job over in Cape Town?
Thumbs up.
Okay, power.
Right, so... Okay, well, I was actually going to go ahead and just ask you some questions. So, Cara, tell us about your brand, Coralicious. What made you start a blog? And I know you've been in fitness your whole life. Tell us a little bit about that and how long you started for. And also, what made you make this delicious ice cream?
Okay, so I was a ballerina for 17 years, and I've always been very health and fitness oriented, very passionate about, you know, what it is to be healthy. Reason being is because when I was younger, being on stage all the time and, you know, being in the spotlight, very concerned about my body, you know, had to be thin, being a ballerina, all those self-induced pressures that kind of come about.
Yeah.
So I experienced a period of time where I had eating disorders, and it was a difficult time. So I think stemming from that and my health journey and just getting better, it really inspired me to create this platform to share my stories, share my journey, enable people of all different sizes, shapes, colors, whatever it is, you know, to just kind of share in my health journey with me.
Absolutely.
I was actually an industrial psychologist by profession. I studied for 5 years, worked for 2, and I just didn't find that zest and that passion, you know, that I have for the health and wellness arena. So I decided, you know what, I want to turn this into a career somehow. So I started off with the blog, and it was just a way to really just get the message out there and to see the response, you know, test the market out. And it was really well received. I was really excited to see the developments in that. And so, yeah, the more I shared, the more content I created, the bigger it's become. Standard. I mean, I would still classify myself as a baby blog. We still knew.
How long have you been blogging for now?
About 1.5 years.
Okay.
And because it was such a completely new world for me, lots of learning curves happening. I mean, nothing I've ever done before. So you kind of get to know the industry, you get to understand how blogging works, how to monetize it, all those things. And then eventually, you know, it just grows over time. So it's very much exploratory for me, and I'm really enjoying the process.
Tell us about this ice cream.
Yes, so the ice cream.
This is delicious. Well, currently I'm eating the peanut butter flavor. It doesn't even taste like it's made from coconut milk. Like, you know, that is the bizarre thing. It's sweetened by xylitol, and it's 100% banting friendly. Tell us, what made you decide to create something like this?
Okay, so as an addition to my blog, I wanted to create a food line because I want to basically be able to create this entire wellness offering where you can get the food, where you can get the fitness, where you can get the advice, you know. So it's very holistic. It's somewhere where people can come to, and it's basically all there for you. So this is the first of our products, and it's a coconut milk ice cream. Reason being was because I did some market research, and I saw overseas, you know, wow, coconut milk ice cream is quite big. And I looked in the South African market, and I realized, well, big gap. Nothing exists like that here yet. And so I got into contact with Paul's Homemade Ice Cream, and we've developed a partnership under my brand, and well, within the health foods area of my brand, and they now produce for me. So Paul and I together kind of got, you know, busy in the kitchen, created this recipe, lots of trial and error, but eventually we got it right. And turns out coconut milk and coconut cream are actually really effective to make ice cream. Remember, they're high
creamy.
Fats.
That's
yes,
why I'm so surprised.
Healthy, natural fats, and therefore a great base to create this creamy ice cream. So then we also use xylitol instead of sugar. We use non-GMO xylitol because there's two different types. And the flavorings we use are completely natural. So if it's cocoa flavored, we use 100% natural cacao powder. If it's peanut flavor, we use unsweetened natural peanut paste and crushed peanuts. And then our coconut flavor is obviously very basic. And then vanilla, it's just your normal vanilla cinnamon. So obviously we're using cinnamon as well, proper cinnamon.
So tell us where we can get this ice cream.
So we're available at all the wellness warehouses in Cape Town and in Johannesburg. We are available at Spa Bedford View, the Hobart Spa. We are also in Fresh Earth, Naked Coffee, Oakland's Farm Supply. There's a huge range, so I'm not going to be able to list them all offhand, but if I can direct you to my website, which is www.caralicious.com, and if you click on the vegan ice cream tab, you'll see a list of all the places we supply.
Awesome.
Well, and there's before this turns into just an advert for your ice cream, let's get back to your blog.
Yes.
I think the most important thing I think I would want to know from you, being also a new, also very, if you're a baby blog, then I'm a fetus blog, because mine has been around for 8 months now. So I'm also learning quite a lot. And I mean, I don't know if you would agree, but just the whole space as a whole, as a health and fitness blogging space, I think that's also very new to the South African market. And how have you found navigating that? Because that has been quite interesting for me, because approaching brands from that perspective and approaching also personalities, like cooking personalities and stuff, and saying, listen, I will cover you, I'll do stories with you, but it has to have a health and fitness slant. And, you know, some brands being averse to it and some of them being really open to it. And then there are obviously those brands who are so used to working with fashion bloggers and those kinds of lifestyle bloggers, let's say, they almost don't know where to place us, because we like this, you know, there's not a hell of a lot of us out there. So how have you just found that, just being a health, in the health and fitness specific blogging sphere?
So I think because we knew it's exciting, you know, and it means that we are able to create whatever it is we want to create. We don't necessarily have to subscribe to the norms or subscribe to the way the fashion bloggers are doing things. So I think it's just really about finding and creating new opportunities and presenting to these brands new ways of kind of collaborating and bringing their brand to the forefront in a new and innovative way. Because at the end of the day, this whole lifestyle element is vital, because it brings the brand to life at the end of the day. And that's what our health and wellness platforms are able to do, because it's something that you can start relating to personally, as opposed to just seeing an advert on TV, for example. I mean, it's quite impersonal, whereas this, you know, it's bringing it into someone's life and it's showcasing the brand in a different way. So I think there's plenty of opportunities with brands to do that. I think as long as you really, you've got the idea right and you've strategized around it and it makes sense for the brand, then, you know, the rest is history. I think you can create incredible things. So, yeah, I think it's great that we knew.
Do you feel also that there's a different way in which to, and a different kind of language you need to use when writing health and fitness orientated blog posts as opposed to any other kind of blog posts? You know, just the psychology behind it. And I mean, you would understand that, being an industrial psychologist. Like, a lot of people I find with myself are very generally intimidated by health and fitness, and there's a lot of myths out there. And, you know, like using sort of like this non-threatening kind of tone tends to work well with people, as opposed to like telling them, this is why this is bad, don't eat this, eat
for
this,
sure.
You know, that kind of like finger wagging kind of, you know, approach.
Absolutely. I mean, if just taking myself as an example, you know, the minute I see an article that says, don't do this or do that, it's unapproachable. You don't really want to read it, because it becomes a chore in a way. Whereas when you showcasing your life through health and wellness, it's much more relatable. I mean, what I post is relevant to my own life, so people are able to relate to it, because they might also be going through those exact same things. I don't ever want to come across as clinical or scientific, even though what I do say has underlying scientific and proper evidence-based as well. But I also, I see myself as an experiment, and I use, you know, I kind of test everything on myself anyway. So whatever I'm talking about, I've tried it, I've tested it, and I'm giving my feedback accordingly. So you have to be sensitive when it comes to making claims, because again, like that's that always has to be evidence-based.
Dicey area for me as well, so I try not to do that, and if I do, I'd like to qualify it by according to blah blah blah.
For sure, I think it's necessary to do that, but also, you know, with blogs, people need to understand that it's your life at the end of the day. We're not claiming to be doctors or anything, you know, science based. It's more just about someone's life, someone's lifestyle, and often that's a better way to help people, because they're able to relate, you know.
Yeah, because you're at the end of the day, you're just a normal person as well, and you're just sharing your journey with everyone else, and people are usually able to look at your photos and then just look at how you experience things and be able to relate to that. So there's another question I want to ask you is how do you see your blog that's different to other people's? Like, what set your blog or your blogging goals different to other people that are doing the same thing as you?
So firstly, I like to think I'm different because I'm me. You know, it's my life. It's I don't look to copy other blogs. I try and be as authentic and as genuine as possible. The fact that I come from a dancing background, I do yoga, you know, I'm very into all of that. Then I've also got the nutrition side, then I've also got the health products, and then I also do pop-up health and fitness events. So, you know,
it's all rounder.
Like I don't want to necessarily focus anywhere specifically, with my blog. I want to be able to make it as big as possible so that, again, you know, it's like an all for one and one for all. People can go there, and it's this massive platform where there's just everything in one, as opposed to having to go to this blog for that and that blog for this. It's kind of all encompassing.
So actually, Mary. Go ahead, Water. I can't give you dead stares because you're not sitting next to me, you know?
Exactly, because normally we do our eye contact thing, so we know when to ask questions. What I just wanted to ask is, you always, you post these amazing videos of yourself doing all these contortion things and fancy things on Instagram. How do you sort of make, or how do you get your Instagram, your Twitter, and your blog to work symbiotically together? What do you have a system? What is your system? Because I mean, I know we all have some sort of system as to what we use and emphasis on different platforms in order to boost the blog. Because I mean, at the end of the day, it's to drive people to the blog. So what is your sort of stance when it comes to that?
I think Instagram is definitely my baby, because I find that that's, that generates the most traffic for me. It's also the one I relate to the best, and therefore I use it the most. Twitter's more just kind of, you know, letting people know about things. Facebook also more letting people know about things, what's going on, just general. But Instagram's more personal. It's, you know, what am I doing, what my workout was today, what I'm eating, what I'm cooking. Also a little bit of info about what's going on. But yeah, like Facebook and Twitter are more informational, whereas Instagram's more personal for relatability.
Yeah.
So how often do you post on Instagram?
I usually try for once to twice a day, preferably one in the morning early and one towards the end of the afternoon, 4 or 5, because those are, according to my account, optimal. But remember, it differs across accounts, so you can't take that as a across the board.
Who's taking all these photos? I mean, these are very impressive, you know, pieces that you're putting out there. They all look like editorial. They're fantastic.
So, I do most of the food photography.
Super cool.
Then in terms of, my videos, I have someone, her name is Victoria Page, and she assists me with, filming sometimes, but I also have my Insta husband. Well, he's not my husband, but he's my boyfriend. So it's a big shout out to Nick Dunn, because he often takes the videos for me, and he actually encourages me. He's like, come, okay, it's Saturday. We're going to the gym. We're going to take some videos. And I'm like, oh,
you need someone like that in your life though.
Yeah.
So he really encourages that, which is great. And then the editing and stuff I do. Again, so much learning going on with all these things, because you literally have to be the jack of all trades.
A lot of apps you put it through, right?
No, I actually don't use apps. I love my Apple, and I edit most things on iMovie on my Apple. Otherwise, with apps, I use PhotoGrid to create the white space, which Instagram tip is quite nice, because the flow of the pictures is better, you'll see a lot of the really big accounts use the white border around their pictures. So just a tip if anyone wants that.
So I'm looking at actually one of your photos now, and it's your breakfast from one of the mornings with coconut yogurt bowl and unsweetened strawberry cookies. So now a photo like that, because what would you edit it with? What apps do you use? Because it's super, it's got that simplicity vibe, and it's got a little bit whitewashed, but the colors are absolutely stunning. So what apps do you use to create something like this?
So I take most of my food photography on a proper camera. I don't use my phone.
Yeah, like a
DSLR.
Like a
DSLR. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I use a Sony.
Okay.
Like it's an HD Sony camera.
Okay.
It's really great, and the quality of the pictures always come out a lot better. You can also differentiate with the focus and stuff like that. So again, really important for photography. And then I'll edit on either iPicky, or which is an online editing platform. It's not an app that I know of. And then I'll take that, I'll put it onto, I'll send it from my phone to my, I mean, from my laptop to my phone. And then when I'm on Instagram, I'll just use, I don't actually use the filters, the pre-designed filters. I'll go and actually adjust the lighting, adjust the contrast.
I see.
So because I find like each picture has a different need insofar as the filtering is concerned.
Yes, agreed.
So I like to manually edit those things as opposed to use a specific filter per se.
Yeah, it's just I guess it's easier that way as well, because then you can adjust how you want the lighting and everything.
Yeah.
So I use Viesco Cam. Actually,
oh yeah, it's VSCO. Yeah. I forgot about that one. I do sometimes use that. Yes.
That I love. That's like my all-time favorite app, actually.
And if you have sunsets and you want pinky purple scars.
Oh yes, best app. Absolutely. Yeah.
This is always the time of the week when I realize that Instagram's not where you actually edit a photo.
No. I mean, who still use Valencia these days? I mean, come on now.
What are you using for all your stuff?
Sorry?
Warda, what are you using for all your stuff? Because you're also, you know.
Also, I use like a wide range of stuff also. I mean, I use the Instagram thing if I want to do something quickly. And then I've got something on my phone called Snapseed, which is really, really good, which I love.
That's the Google one. Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, it just fixes pictures. Like, especially if you're in an environment that doesn't give you the best pictures, that'll turn a picture, a bad picture, into a really amazing picture without it looking grainy and bad. And then, yeah, I also, for my little video clips, the ones that I do use, I also love iMovie. I find it's really quick and easy to use. And yeah, I can't remember really the others. I've got so many on my phone. I literally swivel between about 4 or 5 of them. But Snapseed is my favorite one, because that one just fixes everything.
Snapseed?
Yes.
Oh, I've heard of that. Snapseed. I haven't actually. Yeah. I've just been sticking to Instagram. Actually, this is not blog related, but this is health related. Since I'm sure everyone at home is like still trying to keep up with their New Year resolutions and stuff, is that if someone after, let's just say someone's able to drop some weight, what tips can you give people in terms of keeping that weight off? And what tips can you give in terms of maintaining a healthy lifestyle? And also, one more thing. Do you believe in cheat meals?
Okay, so we'll go one by one on those questions. I think, you know, the mistake that people make is, I'm going on a diet. Yeah. You know, the minute you start saying that phrase, it becomes this, it's as if there's an end goal. In other words, it's going to stop at some point.
Yeah.
So people need to, they have to see it as a lifestyle change in order for it to be sustainable. So you have to commit to that and know that being healthy is a journey. It's not a destination, just as life itself is a journey. You know, you have to continually maintain, reevaluate, reassess, see what's working for you, what isn't. Because remember, your body's always changing as well. So, for example, me, I mean, like, garlic at this point in time in my life does not work for me. It really hurts my stomach, so I won't touch it. But 5-6 years ago, I had absolutely no problem with garlic whatsoever. So, I mean, that's just a silly example. But I think with everything, like, people just need to understand their bodies, you know, be in tune with what's going on inside. Because, you know, everyone looks outside for information.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to just look inside and see what your body needs. And also, weight loss needs to be seen as a side effect of a healthy lifestyle, as opposed to the be-all and end-all. Exactly. People, again, the minute you start wanting to lose weight, it becomes this pressure cycle. And then it's like deprivation, and it becomes a cycle of guilt. And then, oh my gosh, I had a cheat meal, oh, now I need to go to the gym and burn off the calories, and then gym becomes punishment. So, you know, the more you get into that vicious cycle, the more unhealthy you're actually becoming in actual fact. So it's all about balance at the end of the day. If you really feel like something sweet, choose a healthy alternative to what it is that you feel like. I mean, there are plenty of options nowadays. Healthy chocolate, for example. I mean, there's chocolates out there that are 100% cocoa, made with coconut butter, with cocoa butter and xylitol or honey, as opposed to with sugar. Mm. So that's a perfect option. Have two blocks, and always know, okay, I can have some later if I really want.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, so if you're just reminding yourself all the time about
yes,
that.
Yes, Ari.
Jeez, yeah, I'm going to get those brand names of those chocolates afterwards, because that's my week. And you're saying like two blocks. I'm like, if I could just do a slab at least and something that was a little healthier, that would be a good situation.
Yeah, so it's just about balance. And yes, cheat meals are fine, but like don't – if you say, for instance, have scheduled Saturday to be your cheat meal day, don't now decide, okay, I'm going to like literally eat everything I can see and then some, because you're going to feel ill, you're going to feel terrible, the guilt's going to build up, and then it's going to become a gym punishment session the next day. So you don't want that. Your cheat meal must be something that you enjoy, that's planned, but that you're comfortable with. And then it must stop at whatever it is that you wanted to cheat on. It mustn't become like a whole binge eating situation, you know, which a lot of people, again, are very susceptible to. So, you know, you need to be in check with yourself all the time. And again, just remind yourself that this is a choice you've made to engage in a healthy lifestyle, and you want to maintain it, you want to sustain it. And eventually, you know, when your blood sugar levels are stable and your body's working at its peak, you're not going to want to have those things anymore. You're not going to have those cravings.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, be kind to yourself, be patient, but at the same time, just have that constant reminder that this is a lifestyle change. Mm.
It's not a diet.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got one final cue or comment. Let's kick it off with you, Mary. What's the final cue or comment?
You know, since we're talking about healthy lifestyles and everything, I've been on it for a while, and I have to say, this ice cream is absolutely delicious.
Thank you.
She was there at the top of it. She's at the bottom of it. She's there with the ice cream.
I mean, it's my weakness, definitely. I think ice cream is the way to go, and have it healthy.
And this is just the first of many to come.
Actually, tell us about your women's health thing. Where can people vote for you? Come top 10.
Oh, wow. What does that mean? What does it mean to be the top 10 of women's health, even?
So I entered
the fitness star.
Okay.
The Women's Health Next Fitness Star. So it's basically a competition. It's the first year that they've launched it. And I made the top 10, which is very exciting. The competition's really tough because the other contestants are also really incredible. But yeah, please, if you believe that I deserve to win and you would like to vote for me, you'll see the link in my bio on my Instagram page, which is at Caralicious, spelt CARALISHIOUS. So you can click on the link there to vote if you want.
You've got
no pressure.
I think anyone looking at your Instagram will think that you're very healthy, so I wouldn't stress too much there. It's a very cool Instagram. Okay, Wada, one final comment or question.
I think I would just like to say, on behalf of fitness bloggers and wellness bloggers, we're coming. We're here in South Africa, and
yes,
it's going to get bigger and better. The more there are of us, the better it's going to get. And I think it's incredibly inspiring and empowering when I speak to other fitness and wellness bloggers, and I hear that we all sort of punting the same message, and we all punting that about being balanced and not being buying into the extremes and caring for our bodies and, you know, not doing the crazy, unsustainable kind of diet things. It just makes me so happy, and it makes my heart happy, because I know that then we're going to start seeing change, and people are going to start embracing a healthier life. So, yeah, big ups to us. Yay, us.
And we're also going to impact the industry itself, which is really exciting.
Yeah,
I guess my final question or comment for you, Cara, is where do you think this whole thing is going to go? Where do you want to take it? What's the big plan of action 5, 10, 15 years down the line?
So I basically want to have an entire all-encompassing health and wellness brand, from fitness wear to cooking utensils to restaurants to obviously my blog. As an aside, you know, an advertising platform for other brands to collaborate with me, a comprehensive health foods range, fit chef type concept as well.
Oh, jeez, please, you got to rival them, because that stuff it tastes nasty.
Yeah, so I want to basically do it all, to be honest. I really don't believe in setting limitations. You know,
brilliant.
I think, you know, dream big, why not?
Power. All right. It's Warda_Hartley on Twitter. Of course, fabufit.co.za. It's lovemarylou.com or lovemarylou on Twitter. It's Caralicious on Instagram at Caralishious or Caralicious.com. Another dope edition of Blogger Diaries. Any final words before we wrap this up? Mary Slit, the ice cream, Warda, any Cape Town inspired comments you want to drop while it's hot before we wrap it up?
In the true spirit of Cape Town, stay chilled, man. Like, don't stress about things, eh? Like, just like, take it easy.
Yeah, whatever. Don't worry. We'll sort you out when you're back in Joburg. Cara, thank you very, very much for stopping by.
And thank you so much for having me. It was lovely.
Thanks,
Cara. I'm sorry I missed your ice cream.
Aww, I'm taking yours home.
Yeah.
I'm sure you will. And
you're not going to see it.
Well, you know, I'm in Cape Town too, so there's lots of places you can get it.
Go get it. Go get it.
I know exactly where to find your stuff. I think it's even in my own fridge, so no worries.
Thank you. Power. Thanks for the support.
There is this week's Blogger Diaries. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.